Justin Katz is in studio. He is the, are you the, like the chief dude? You're the chief dude of Anchor Rising. You're the creator, are you not?
One of. We
you and Andrew Morris.
Andrew and I were the origin. Shortly thereafter, we invited Mark along because he was blogging separately.
Mark Comtois.
Yep, Mark Comtois. And then soon thereafter, Don Hawthorne came on board.
Smart guy. Very intellectual. AnchorRising.com. Just spell it and type it. And if you've never been on it, you should. I catch Anchor Rising in fits and starts. I have to have time to look at. Now sometimes I just scroll down. But it is not a quick read because you guys are like really deep. Well, I don't know. You're a carpenter by trade, correct?
Yes. Although I've been blogging longer than I've been carpenting.
And you're a married guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kids?
Three.
What the hell are you doing that you have all the time to write the way you do? I mean, you write on a very high level and very lengthily. How do you do that?
Well, there's a lot of rote work involved
like,
in construction.
Hold that hammer. What are you saying? I just have a thought. And then go, seriously, are you writing while you're working?
Well, I'm thinking while I'm working, and periodically I will take out a scrap 2x6 and quickly jot down a bunch of thoughts on it, which I'll bring to my van at lunchtime and got my wireless internet. And typically it's the key is getting up at 4 in the morning and laying out a bunch of stuff that'll run throughout the day.
Up at 4, into the sack at what time?
I'm getting better about getting there by 10.
Wow.
It's been 11.
Are you like a high-energy guy?
Not particularly.
You exhaust me. I'm not kidding, because I know you're working for a living, and you don't. I'm not going to suggest you portray yourself, because I mean you're honest about who you are and what's going on in your life. I mean it's not like you know we know the gory details, but you know you lay out kind of an easy picture to understand. Yet you are this very high level thinker, and you really are. And I'm just I read your stuff. I mean I get what you write. I just that you generate it is. Maybe it's because I answer so much email and read so much that writing for me is something that I have to park and think about and focus on. But that you seem to write copiously and extemporaneously and glibly, but pretty sharp focus. It's a hell of a talent.
Well, I've long thought that I have some kind of a learning disability, so I don't remember things so well. So I find principles and build them up and apply them to a given situation. So sometimes the other day somebody in Tiverton quoted me to myself and I didn't even catch it that they had done that. I apply principles that I've learned over time, and I
Which
think that's
what?
Part of it.
Like what?
Oh, that typical conservative stuff, a lot of it. Small government is good, and people can't be trusted to run minute details of everybody's lives and that sort of thing, or you take general principles in math of how the numbers interrelate, and then when you get a question on a test, you can apply the general principles, even if you forgot the particular rule that applies to that test. So, does that make any sense?
Sort of.
So when a new topic comes up, it's not so much that I have to access a whole Rolodex of facts and figures, because I don't have that Rolodex typically. That's why I need to be the internet at all times. But I can comment on it in light of the general principles that I've been applying to everything else.
All right, meaning you've got a core modus operandi,
right?
That you work from. I understand that. I mean, you've got a philosophy, and that philosophy comes through in Anchor Rising. Everybody there is at least you know if you're going to start at center, they're right of center. But of course, with the internet, anybody can chime in and. And the other thing I like about your blog is that it's much more responsible than most in terms of the kind of chatter reaction that comes. I mean, it can get personal, but it's not, you know, ugly personal. It's amazing, though. I wonder, how many hits are you averaging now on Anchor Rising?
I typically track visits, which can be an individual.
Visits the best term, not hits?
Well, hits are... All the terms online are amorphous, and people use them differently. Mm-hmm. Hits are typically the number of files that are downloaded from your site. So I could say I get 1 million hits a day, but that just means pictures and HTML and all the different files. There are pages, which is the HTML page that you look at. That's another way to track it. And then there are sites or uniques, which is the IP address of the person who's visiting. Visits blends pages and IP such that if somebody comes back at a certain interval, say every half hour, they'll count each time. But if they stay for the whole day, they'll count once because it's one visit.
Okay. So what are the numbers?
Well, we're dipping because it's summer, but I think it would be fair to say that on a weekday with people procrastinating at work, we get about 2,000 visits a day.
That's pretty good.
Well,
yes.
It's healthy. Yeah. I mean, it's not remunerative. Online, that takes quite a number of hits to start churning out some money from it. But
yeah.
We're making enough to keep going and to, you know, fund wireless internet so we can go to meetings and, you know, find that high quality or high interest content at a wound socket school committee meeting.